This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 15. God the Advocate, Part 2. Our reading comes from John chapter 14. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. An advocate offers support and pleads on behalf of someone or something, ensuring fair and honest treatment. An advocate aims to look after, protect, care for, and fight for the one they are assigned to. The Bible's word for this in Greek is paraclete, and this means called to the side of. The Holy Spirit, our paraclete, is God's gift to all who follow Jesus. The Spirit of God continues the work of Jesus by empowering us to continue the Lord's work on this earth, teaching, sharing the good news of God's salvation, caring for the sick. The list goes on and on. In addition, the Holy Spirit helps us understand the truth of the message and ministry of Jesus. The Spirit of Truth not only helps our understanding, but is also our counselor and comforter, and these roles tie in with the work of an advocate as well. Christians and the church have been given the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit, who comes alongside to protect and defend, encourage and embolden, admonish and correct. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord's people carry on the truth of God's redemptive plan for all creation. Pray with me. Triune God, you are mysterious and magnificent. The Father's love, exemplified in the life of the Son and poured out in us through the Holy Spirit, gives us all we will ever need to be received into your glorious kingdom. May we ever grow in faith and live faithfully for you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.